This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Last year around this time, we visited a high school in Queens that runs a school-wide mock election. A totally immersive simulation of the real campaign with the whole school taking part. They were doing the primaries back then in their simulation. And Jeb Bush, remember Jeb Bush? He was the nominee. But that was last year, a very innocent time. This year, a senior named Daniel Kalderoff is playing Donald Trump, and Mizba Pochi is Hillary Clinton. The stakes are what they are. They're enormous. And here's The New Yorker's Josh Rothman at Townsend Harris High School.
Wage gap.
I went back to Townsend Harris the day of the kickoff rally. The election simulation is a really big deal. It takes over the whole school in the fall, and it has an enormous cast of characters. There are vice presidential candidates. There are pollsters. One student even plays Nate Silver, the statistician. There's even a Melania Trump.
I told people that I was Melania, and they were like, oh, and then they were like, oh, I kind of see how it fits. And I was like, okay, I don't know if I should take that as a good thing or a bad thing.
And it kicks off with a huge election rally outside in the school's courtyard in the fall. As it happens this year, the student who's playing Hillary, I think she's a lot like the real Hillary Clinton. She's really informed, really intelligent. She's really done her homework.
America is better, stronger today because of President Obama's leadership.
Mizba, the girl who plays Hillary, is Muslim, and she wears a hijab. And so for her, Trump's rhetoric is really personally offensive.
So does the real Donald, does he drive you a little crazy?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
You have some emotional reserves, so you got some real...
I honestly do, because he's trying to embody the opposite of what America embodies, what my forefathers, what all our forefathers came here for, and he's ruining it all. That's all I want to say, and it's hard.
The student playing Hillary isn't the only one who feels that way about Trump. Townsend Harris is a pretty unusual place. Its student body is 70% female, and 78% of the students are minorities. This is a tough crowd for Donald Trump. Now, that said, the student playing Trump this year is great. His name is Daniel. He's a real conservative. His parents are immigrants from the Soviet Union, so he's a real patriotic capitalist. And he seems to be toying with the idea of running a sort of clean campaign, a sort of better version of the Trump campaign, or a less unhinged version of the Trump campaign.
I'm not really afraid of being hated, for lack of a better word, or like just disliked because of conservative views. But I'm going to try to be respectful as a person.
I think it's fair to say that playing Donald Trump is the most difficult role in the election simulation, especially this year. Because in order to accurately play Trump, you have to violate the rules of decorum that should apply in an ordinary high school. Last year, there was a huge uproar because during the simulated presidential debate, the student who was playing Trump decided to just fully inhabit his character, and in the middle of a heated exchange with Hillary Clinton, he told her to stop PMSing. And it was such a big deal that the government teachers at the school almost ended the simulation because it was so offensive to all the women who were in the audience. That's got to be on Daniel's mind right now.
Even if there is going to be a little like insults thrown here and there, I don't want it to be like a real like personal sting. You know, I want it to still be kind of lighthearted and fun in a way. I don't really want anybody to really be upset by what I said.
Have you like stood in front of a mirror and worked on the actorly dimensions of being Donald's?
I'm actually pretty shy when it comes to like performing in front of people, but when I really get into it, like usually I can be a little over the top. Like I just need to get the ball rolling and then like the character kind of comes out. So the less preparation I have, the more genuine it comes out. Like, I don't like it to be really scripted or anything. Like, it's not really, whatever happens at like this kickoff rally will be mostly spontaneous.
All right, listen, guys, I just have to say, we live in the greatest country in the world. That's right, and you know what we all are? We're a nation of winners. We're all winners here. But, I have some sad news to tell you all. For the past decade or even more so, we've been losing. We've been losing to career politicians who serve only the interests of big donors, all right? I support myself, all right? I am for the interests of the people. And listen, and we've been losing around the world as well, all right? We've been losing to China. Let's get real here. We need to live up to our name. We need to be who we were meant to be, and we need to start winning in trade.
Thank you.
I have to say, when I heard Trump's election rally speech, I was blown away. He really found a way to unleash his inner Trump. And Hillary was, I think, a little bit like the real Hillary, which is to say, you know, frankly, she was a little bit unexciting.
I want to thank the people all across America who have taken their time out to come and talk to me. I've learned a lot about you and the persistent problems Americans face each and every day. Many of you feel as if you're on.
You know, after the kickoff rally, my main thought was, man, Trump is going to run away with this thing because he is so entertaining. And because, frankly, there's an element of rebellion to voting for Trump, even in Townsend Harris. You know, this is a high school where it's all very socially conscious. The teachers are basically pretty liberal. And you just think that maybe these voters, just like the real voters, will want to stick it to the man by voting for Donald Trump. Now, the kickoff rally is just the start of the whole simulation. A lot of the simulation happens through media. So just like in real life, the kids at Townsend Harris have a version of Meet the Press. They have political talk radio. And that's where a lot of the action happens.
Yeah, it was definitely a memorable rally. The energy was high all around, with the chants, the speeches, the posters, plus, of course, the crowd.
So the first big media moment of the simulated election this year happened on political radio. Hillary was being interviewed on their show, which is called Hawk Talk, and Donald Trump just decided to barge in and take over.
Sorry, you weren't taking my call, so I just wanted to ask, Hillary Clinton, are you absolutely nuts? Deleting 33,000 emails? You committed a crime.
It seems Donald Trump has entered the scene.
Hillary Clinton needs to be put in prison, all right? She's a criminal. I answered 2 calls during my show.
We're receiving a call, Donald. Please, hold.
Yes, caller?
Hello, this is Wendy Long, and I'm calling to say that I support Donald Trump fully.
USA, 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 we're crashing this plane with no survivors. We're crashing the plane with no survivors.
Things have taken an unexpected turn.
Make America great again.
Ms. Clinton, what do you have to say to Mr. Donald Trump over here?
I have no responses to any irrational events as such as happened. It's been proven by the U.S. Department of Justice that I am innocent and that...
You're wrong.
They say you are wrong.
I have no words against if they don't believe in what has been said. That's it.
She owns the FBI.
Mr. Trump, we're going to have to ask you to leave. Thank you.
Vote Trump 2016.
Yes, caller?
Thank you, security.
This is Gary Johnson, and I just wanted to call and say that we should let Gary debate, and that Gary freaking matters.
Well, maybe next time, Gary. Thank you for the call.
Do we have any actual callers?
I have to say, anyway, I give the students an A+. They're doing an amazing job simulating the candidates. You know, Trump acted just like Trump. Hillary acted just like Hillary. Gary Johnson acted just like Gary Johnson. But it's almost like they're doing it a little bit too well. It creates a real conundrum for the teachers who are overseeing the election. Like Alex Wood, he runs the media classes, so he's essentially teaching the students how to produce these radio shows.
I mean, my worry is that these students are 17 years old. The kids listening to the shows are younger. This is their first presidential campaign that they're really sort of paying attention to. So this is like the new normal for them, right? Like this is, they know it's not normal, but they don't have a lot of reference points to realize how abnormal it is. The other thing which I haven't had as much time to debrief, and it takes more time, is like, how do you teach young people the empathy that they're not seeing in someone like Trump? So the whole thing about, you know, grabbing women by the right? I don't know if you guys have got to bleep that or not, but like I had a student and the TV show was like, we should call this next segment, like, you know, grab the candidate by their like beep or something like that. And to a 17-year-old boy, like it sounded hilarious. Like, let's call it this. And I'm like, can I explain to you why like people are offended by this and women are offended by this and men are offended by this. And this is not something that we necessarily want to bring to our show. And it's hard though, because when you're 17, you can, you know, you're learning about the world and how it works and what's like jerk like behavior and what's not. But when they see Trump doing it, like he could be our next president. So it doesn't seem like, well, what's the big deal? Like Trump does it. Like it sounds funny. We could do it.
Okay. So Trump, I just wanted to talk to you quickly about this current topic of the leaked bust conversation that you had with Billy Bush in 2005. So in the video, you bragged in vulgar terms about kissing, groping, and having sex with women. And this is clearly sexual assault, yet you continue to say that this is locker room talk. Can you please define what locker room talk is to you? And like callers, please call in if you have any like...
All right. So I've stated many times that I did not mean that seriously, and I apologize for my comments. This was 11 years ago. However, if we want to talk about real cases of sexual assault, three women have come out against Bill Clinton and have said that they have raped them, all right? Their names are Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey, all right?
So, call.
Yes, hello. Please state your name and
so, you are doing a good job inhabiting the Trump character. How have the last few weeks been for you? There's been a lot of crazy revelations and a lot of twists and turns in the real campaign. Like, what's it been like?
It's definitely been really challenging with a lot of the things that Trump has said, and it's kind of a rough patch that we've hit. During like classroom visits and things, like a lot of the underclassmen ask some like pretty tough questions, and like I've been doing okay. Like I sort of you know, they haven't completely stumped me, but it's like it definitely got me sweating a little bit with trying to play off some of these things.
I have a lot of sympathy for Daniel, the student playing Trump. A few weeks ago, it was incredibly fun to be Trump. Now it's definitely not. It's scary, it's unsettling, and it's uncomfortable. Lots of teachers were worried that the simulation was going to go off the rails this year, and it did. The idea was to teach students about the political process, and instead, they're debating sexual assault, personal responsibility, right and wrong. I don't think a teacher could have designed a classroom unit with that kind of moral urgency. So in the end, I think the simulation's working. This election has us all asking some really tough questions, and the students are coming up with their own answers.
That's The New Yorker's Josh Rothman at Townsend Harris High School in Flushing, New York.